Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:48 Irish Summer Time. Today is September 25th, and it has been another interesting day here. The probability that there's going to be a conclusive deal done before Congress shuts down before the presidential election looks like it's come a bit closer in here today. And I don't believe that there was really any doubt that there was going to be some sort of deal done. The question, of course, is what is it going to look like, and what concessions will the authorities have made to various congressmen to allay their fears? So we remain in waiting in anticipation of what's actually going to happen there. We've seen stock markets selling off pretty much all week, but they've rallied a bit in here today, and we see that the S&P is up in excess of 2%, well, it was just a second ago, coming up here to the close. So, relatively positive action, and while things certainly remain uncertain in here, the most important thing that's happened in stock markets over the last week was that big upward dynamic we saw last Friday. And there's been a bit of a hiatus in trading since then because people are very uncertain about exactly what is going to happen with regard to these outstanding debts at the various banks around the world. And people are, well, investors have been traumatized, to not put too fine a point on it, by the correction that we've seen in stock markets, by the way that confidence in the banking sector has literally disappeared. And with the run on various banks, it was only a week ago that people were becoming extremely nervous about leaving money on deposit about just about anywhere, because it was looking like any bank could be at risk of default. Well, things have calmed down an awful lot in the last week, and there is a general expectation that whatever plan is announced by the Treasury and the Fed together tomorrow, more than likely, or they may even wait until the end of trading tomorrow. But what we can anticipate is that it will give some relief to investors because it will help to take all of these bad debts away from the financial institutions, and that will start to allow financial institutions to lend to each other once more, and it should help to free up liquidity for the commercial paper market and other money market funds. And that's important. Of course, we are looking at a slowdown globally. The TARP, as it's being named, will probably divert us from a big global depression, but it's not going to stop us from moving into a recession in a number of different economies and almost certainly a slowdown in just about everywhere. But capitalism being as it is, the flow of investment capital will still make its way towards the best possible investments. And the flood of liquidity that has been entering market through the markets through the credit market over the last decade has lifted all boats. Investors are going to have to be a bit more discerning from now on. But there is still the possibility that we can have a recovery in a number of our favorite themes because these are secular themes. We never anticipated that they were going to have a one way They were going to be a one-way bet all of the time, and we are certainly being presented with buying opportunities in a number of different areas right now. There is no way of knowing whether we have hit the low for this market, and the next weeks and months are going to be very telling in that regard. What we can certainly say is that the most important thing that's happened was the upward dynamics, and we would always back the last upward dynamic from, just as a rule of thumb, from the chart seminar. But we also need to see markets pushing upwards quite a bit more, taking out their progression of lower highs, and then building support above the most recent lows. And if they fail to do that, well then, by the time that the current, let's call it rally, or at least finding of support in the short term, has run its course, if We haven't seen any of those things happen, namely that the progression of lower highs are taken out, or that markets have been able to sustain a significant rally better than they've done over the last 2 or 3 months, then bets will be off as to whether this is just another step in a prolonged downward trend. And there's no way of knowing, really, which way markets are going to go, because the technical damage that has been done remains very much intact, and investors are extremely reticent about putting their money into new investments as long as they have such enormous doubts about the financial sector. So that is going to be something that is going to go on and on for a while longer. And it does mean that any recovery is not going to be V-shaped. It's going to take time for this crisis of confidence to unwind and for investors to have faith once more in the whole process of investing. So we wait with bated breath, really, for how things are going to turn out tomorrow, but it will take quite a bit longer than just an overnight, just one day, to undo the damage that has been done to the technical patterns of so many stock markets. Looking at some of these other areas, well, the government bond markets were that bit weaker in here today. The 10-year was down 23 points, down below 115. So we're seeing government bond prices pulling back from those highs that we saw earlier on this week, or actually it was late last week, excuse me. And because of the expectations that risk is being taken out of the market and that there is every effort being put into freeing up liquidity for the credit markets, then there isn't so much of a motivation to stick money into the short end or even the long end of the government bond curve. So we can anticipate that government bond prices have a bit further to fall. Looking at the precious metals, gold was all over the place in here today, really, but closed down on the day about $5. It's held on to the vast majority of that fantastic upper dynamic that it posted 10 days ago, and there is every chance that that was the low around 750 for this reaction. Gold's recovery, though, is probably going to take a bit longer, and we can anticipate that it is going to range more than trend as the weeks and months roll past here. Silver and platinum, as I've been mentioning all week, are quite a bit more oversold than gold is, and as long as gold is steady, that is a positive leash for those two metals. Looking at some of the other commodities, well, corn and soybeans were both slightly weaker in here today, but they're both holding above the lows that they found earlier this week and late last week. And some of the other commodities, such as sugar and coffee, are relatively steady in here as well. The grain markets and the other soft commodities are by far the steadiest in terms of their action of the commodity sector generally. And while we certainly can't rule out the possibility that we could have another big deal bout of deleveraging, which would just knock everything down, there is still the possibility that it's going to be soft commodities which will outperform just because they are so much more dependent on weather, and yields could be considerably lower this year than being anticipated right now. The other mover in here today was the dollar. It was a bit firmer in here finally as we close out the day, and again, that was one that was up and down today. The euro is pretty much unchanged, and the pound a little bit weaker. The dollar ran out of steam back around 80 on the dollar index, which had been a historic area of support in the past, and it does need to push back above that region to offset scope for this to push back down towards that 74 level. 74 is the first obvious area of potential support, and we can only call it potential support until it actually finds anything there. And if it were to push back below that level, well, then there's every chance that we could see it going on to make new lows once more. And Again, the shape of the tarp is going to have a big determining factor on just how far or how fast the dollar gives up the fantastic rally that it put in over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening. Just for anyone who's going to the Oyster Festival ball in Galway, Mrs. Tracy and I will be there on Saturday night. And if there are any subscribers, we'd be happy to meet you. And have a good evening.